And so we begin, chapter 10, the difference between breach of fiduciary responsibility and a mistake. Oh, yeah. Chapter 10, 2022. Look how far we've come. For some of us, we've been here a long time, and we've gone through many trials, yeah? I had to come up with something in my travels that would help me understand the difference in consequences of my actions and of those around me. I've seen great men fall, rise again, and fall. I've seen not-so-great people overcome and become great. Great! I've seen a mixture of it all. And in Scripture, I'm able to better understand responsibility and potential. Potential for great. Oh, potential for great. Isn't it a wonderful thing, a sweet thing? Potential for great and potential for disaster. Oh, yeah, potential is an equal opportunity employer, right? I have a story. I knew a very powerful political woman, very powerful. She was probably 1,000 years old, it seemed to me, at my young age at the time, right? She was truly amazing, brilliant, powerful, and I thought mysterious, right? And always an exemplary presentation in all manner of discussion. Man, she was amazing, right? And she told me once, women in our 20s are looking for men with potential. However, as we grow and learn, by the time we see 30, we are looking for hard assets. We want to know what you've done with your potential. Wow, such is life, right? Such is life. Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Let's keep in mind what this is, this chapter. Breach of fiduciary duty versus a mistake. I had to see what the heck was going on here because it seemed like there were levels of consequences, and some were so incredibly harsh, right? And some not so much. You know, I had to make sense out of it in my youth and through my life, and this chapter is what I did. Do you know what I feel is the greatest fiduciary responsibility of a CEO? The greatest fiduciary responsibility, the ability to continue in the Lord's direction. That's a gift, isn't it? The greatest fiduciary responsibility, the greatest gift. You can replace responsibility with gifts, gift with responsibility. The ability to continue in the Lord's direction. That's our greatest responsibility. You know what the greatest mistake is, or the greatest breach, if you will? Disobedience without honor, without divine correction. That's our greatest error. You know what? I think I'll change that in my notes. From mistake to greatest error, because we're going to make a difference between mistake today and breach of fiduciary duty. Breach of fiduciary duty means you willfully break the rules of honor, honesty, and the Lord, period. It means you willfully, I willfully break the rules. And there are consequences of such dishonorable decisions. In the worst case, a leader loses everything. Dishonorable discharge. I cease to exist. I have the memory of being special without being special anymore. I have lost what God had given me by my own hand. By my own hand. What's the greatest example of such a breach? Well, I'll say I got one for you, but it's not the greatest. Unfortunately, there are many in the Bible. So many it should scare us all straight, but it doesn't, does it? Because the world has forgotten to read the Bible, and for us, it's an additional item that we have to do, and we try to get to it, but we really don't study it the best way we should. We got to try harder, dudes, dudettes. Benjamin Franklin said, wise men don't need advice, and fools won't take it. Wise men don't need advice, and fools won't take it. Well, why don't wise men need advice? Because they're working on it. They're working on it. They are working on it right now. They're not looking for anything. They're working on the solution right now. And fools won't take it. Fools won't take it. You either study the book or you don't. Deuteronomy 28, and if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Now, that's pretty cool, isn't it? Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord. God's got it going on. God's the man, the myth, the legend. Well, yeah. I believe the measure of me, The measure of me is how fast I get off of it and make things right. When I blow it, I believe the measure of me is how fast I get off of it. You know, instead of, hey, I'm right and you're wrong, and, how fast I get off of it. How fast is the operative phrase? Can I fix a breach of fiduciary duty? Not usually. Not usually. Not usually. Generally, in a breach of fiduciary duty, I'm forced to accept the consequences. Want to hear that again, kids? I'm telling you, man, leadership is not for the faint of heart, okay? It's not for the faint of heart. You got to pay attention at all times. It's not a walk in the park. Generally, in a breach of fiduciary duty, I am forced to accept the consequences. Mute your phone there, whoever's moving around, mute your phone. How about a mistake? What's the difference? So here we go. Here's the fiduciary duty and a mistake. Well, in a mistake, something I'm willing to learn from, something I didn't intend to do, yeah, it seems there's grace, especially when I'm willing to straighten it out. What does that mean? It means I will pay a fine for my mistakes, but I'm probably not going to lose everything because I realize the error quick enough to fix it. In a breach, I knew better. I took the risk. I lost the bet, and it cost me dearly. Oh, breach has a very interesting usage in the English language. Here's what I found for breach. In the Reader's Digest Oxford Complete Word Finder, break, gap, opening, rupture, split, alienation, schism. Well, that sounds pretty serious, doesn't it? Because it is. How about mistake? What did I find in there? An action or judgment that is misguided or wrong. Breach sounds like a tear away from all that is good, perhaps. In chapter 10, I knew better. You knew better. I've done it. I've done the breach. I've caused my own tear and derailed God's destiny for me, I'm sure. I don't know what it would be, but I know it would have been different. It left me a person with a memory of being special, but I lost everything without being special anymore. I lost my self-respect. That's everything. That's everything. Consequently, it has been a long road back to relevant. And from my experiences, I've recognized this anomaly many times throughout the world, watching many, many unfortunates who chose to gamble their lives and lost. I've seen it. Now that I recognize it in myself, now that I understand. Revelations 2:5. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. That doesn't sound good, does it? People say, well, what's your lampstand? You know, you got to read the book a little bit. You know, when I'm talking these things, I've read the book, and I know just barely enough to stay in the game, and I read all the time. You know, I try to read every morning. I try to read every morning, and then I try to look in the commentary so I understand what I read, and the commentaries are super helpful. Let's get back to it. Fiduciary duty versus mistake 2022. Breach. Breach is the appropriate word. A tear away from what is right, forgetting the one true God and his mercy and grace. God has given you and me, your company, your life, your family, your church, and blessings galore. And if you blow it, knowing full well that what you're doing is incorrect and yet you risk it all, for what? Nothing. I tell you, nothing is worth a breach. Nothing. I am living here to tell you it was not worth it. It was not worth it. Revolution, evolution. What did I learn from this? I had to come up with something. I'm telling you, I had to come up with something that helps me understand it. Yes, Scripture helps me understand it. And in my own pea brain, I had to come up with things that were just as important to me to get me to the Scripture. So what did I come up with? Revolution, evolution. Revolt against myself and evolve. Revolt against myself and evolve. Get away from shortcuts, scheming ideas, sin, backbiting, temptation. You've already experienced such madness and he saved you, right? Good, remember it. Sometimes I tell my customers, okay, you had a windfall of money. Do whatever you want to do with it. It's up to you. Oh, baby, the test is on, is it not? The test is on because you can't argue with me anymore. You can't say, well, I don't want to do what you want to. Hey, you have learned. You have learned. You have information. Now you have a windfall. Do as you will. May God be with you, right? So then we pick. Is it a test? Yes. 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 You've already experienced madness, and he saved you from it, right? Good. Remember that. I call it elusive gain, a terrible error that stays with you forever. You know those things that come to you in your mind, and you just, oh, gosh, you just almost fall over just remembering it, that I did that. Oh, you can't forget it. Oh, the pain of remembering such things. What's the good news about that? Well, hopefully, it hurts so much I won't do it again. So what's that mean? The memory actually pays dividends. The memory of what I did wrong actually pays dividends because I don't want to do it again. I don't want to lose everything again. We all have behavior that is destructive. We have that. We all have behaviors that are destructive. Revolt against such things and evolve into something better. It can happen. The goal is to behave in a manner that adds to life rather than takes away. It is to be constructive rather than destructive. The key to evolution, is to make the change and fight going backwards. Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Woo, dog! You see, I wanted to get to Scripture. So these things that I share with you, like revolution, evolution, they brought me to Scripture. I asked God to bring me to Scripture. These things that I give you are antidotes that brought me to Scripture. Perhaps they will do the same for you. So let's get to a mistake. We've got breach of fiduciary duty. What does it mean? It's bad. The consequences of breach of fiduciary duty, once you do it, it's done. It's done. It's done. Breach of fiduciary duty, it's done. What's a mistake? The difference between a breach and a mistake. What's the difference? Breach and mistake. Simple. In a mistake, I didn't know any better. Now, is there an argument on that? Well, I think a mistake. Yeah, I'm not arguing about it. I had to make sense of it for myself so I could get some traction here. In a mistake, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know it until I did. Oh, man. And when I did, I got to fix it. I can't hide it. I got to fix it. I learned that. You can't hide it. You got to fix it. But you got a little time to do that in a mistake. You see, breach of fiduciary duty, in some cases, it has no out. Making a mistake has an out if you handle it quickly. Here, let's have a case in point. We all know the story of Samson and Delilah, right? Samson made a series of mistakes with the wrong woman. The men I'm talking to out there, you know exactly what I mean. Made a series of mistakes with the wrong woman. Her name was Delilah, and she wished to know the secret of his strength. Remember Samson in Scripture? He was the strong man. He had unbelievable strength given to him by God. So Delilah, not such a good woman for him, Delilah wished to know the secret of his strength. It was a trick. And she said, to prove that you love me, tell me your secret. Well, he lied to her three times. Each time she brought enemies to him, the Philistines. She brought him. They were to test his strength. Well, he hadn't told her the truth, and so the Philistines could not subdue him. It was a mistake to talk to Delilah. It was a mistake. You get it? He's hanging around with Pong. It's wrong. It's the wrong thing for him. He's in a dangerous territory hanging around with Delilah, but he did it. He made the mistake of continuing to be with her, knowing that she was perhaps an enemy, but maybe in his arrogance, he thought, well, she'll just fall for me anyway, and he forgot the gifts that were only his, the strength given to him by God. He didn't fix the mistake of hanging out with her and get away from it. What happened then? He made a final decision, which I feel is a clear breach of fiduciary duty. He made a clear breach of fiduciary duty, and the consequences were forever. Get this, Judges 16:15, I'll tell you a little story. Then she said to him, how can you say I love you when you won't confide in me? This is the third time you have made a fool of me and haven't told me the secret of your great strength. With such nagging, she prodded him day after day until he was sick to death of it. So he told her everything. No razor has ever been used on my head, he said, because I have been a Nazarite dedicated to God from my mother's womb. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me, and I would become as weak as any other man." When Delilah saw that he had told her everything, she sent word to the rulers of the Philistines, "Come back once more. He has told me everything." So the rulers of the Philistines returned with the silver in their hands. After putting him to sleep on her lap, she called for someone to shave off the 7 braids of his hair, and so began to subdue him, and his strength left him. Then she called, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." He awoke from his sleep and thought, "I'll go out as before and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had left him. Oh, oh. One would think that after she called the enemy on him 3 times, he would have wised up, right? But no, foolishness with such power is a recipe for disaster, isn't it? Foolishness with such power, foolishness. The frightening scripture at the end of that passage is so real to me. When you have great power, best you pay attention to the Lord and do the work required of you. That last line in the scripture, "But he did not know that the Lord had left him." Oh, oh. Isn't that like all of us when we're so full of ourselves? We don't even know we're operating without God, or that we're headed for the black forest, making decisions for ourselves without God, and no good end comes from such things. What would have happened if Samson was not falling in love with such a temptress? Or perhaps an answer to where his strength comes from? How would things have ended up if he had said, "My strength comes from God"? I guess we won't know what would have happened because that's not what he said, and it cost him everything. It was the end of his life. They took him captive, poked his eyes out, left him in prison. Yeah, at the end of the day, he did one more thing for God, but it was the end of his life. He had the memory of being special sitting in that prison, but he wasn't special anymore. Oh, man, isn't that scary? Luke 12, 47, 49. "That servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare or act according to what his master wanted will be punished severely. But the one who did not know and did something worthy of punishment will be punished lightly. From everyone to whom much was given, much will be required," expected, required. "From the one who was entrusted with much, much more will be asked." You see, a mistake. That's what I was going for at that time in my life. The difference between this catastrophic failure and a mistake, this fiduciary breach of fiduciary duty, the levels of the parking ticket, so to speak, the consequences were so different. And I wanted to know about it. I'm learning, I'm teaching you today what I learned. The devil will help you discover good reasons to defile what the Lord has blessed. He'll come up with good reasons, not even excuses, great reasons. "I can't make it to church. I can't make it to Bible study. I can't study. I don't have time, blah, blah." We don't have time to do anything. I say it all the time. We don't have time to do anything because of all the blessings God has given us. We don't have time to do what he asks us to do, to go to church, study our Bible, share with other people, give them the hope of Jesus Christ, but we're too busy because we have so many blessings he gave us. Come on. You feel justified. The devil will trip you up. You'll feel justified, won't you? Justified in doing selfish, crummy, little, ugly things in the name of all that is good. And of course, in the end, you'll realize the worst. But it's too late. It's too late. Remember Judas? He thought he had a good idea, and then he didn't. But it was too late. It was too late. Breach of fiduciary duty becomes easier and easier until you lose everything. The devil doesn't want you to win. I'm on a phone call full of winners who are struggling and trying and struggling and trying. The devil has to get you. You got a target on your back. Don't listen to the voices. Revolt against yourself. Breach of fiduciary duty becomes easy. Try it. You practice it, don't you? Breach of fiduciary duty. You try it, try it, try a little more, try a little more. You know you're not doing it right. Fight the temptation to do that which is clearly incorrect. You must fight the temptation to do what is clearly incorrect. Fight it, fight it, fight it, fight it. Okay, so where am I at this time with you? I hope you're listening to me, because just as disobedience becomes easier the more you get away with it, obedience becomes easier the more you do that. Obedience becomes easier. You practice it. One yields. Obedience yields, the other does not. Disobedient does not yield. It doesn't yield anything good, that's for sure. One gives, the other takes. You and I choose breach of fiduciary duty, and we pay a hideous cost. You and I choose breach of fiduciary duty, and we pay a hideous cost. You and I choose to fix a mistake as quick as we realize what we did. That's a statement. You and I choose to fix a mistake as quick as we realize what we did. That's a statement, not a question, a statement. And you hope that it stays that way forever. Hopefully, we're allowed to repay what has been done and learn in a mistake. Hopefully, we are allowed to repay it, to fix it, and we learn from it. Breach, on the other hand, serious consequence. Mistake is fixable. Breach, serious consequence. Are there arguments to this? Sure, I don't care. Who cares? I don't care. You know exactly what I'm talking about. An argument would be a waste of time. I got the picture. I'm here to share what I've learned. Lucky you, lucky me. I'm not here to argue the point. Take the good and run with it, man. Take the good, my friends, and run with it. Learn to avoid breach of fiduciary duty. Learn to correct mistakes. Practice winning against chaos. Breach of fiduciary duty is when I have clearly not learned from my mistakes and I do not fear consequences or God. Ooh! Ecclesiastes 12:13. The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. It would seem sometimes that when in difficult situations the prayers are not being answered. Is God watching? Men and women on this telephone, God's children, made in the image of God, as it is said in Genesis, both men and women. Men and women. It doesn't say anything else. It says men and women. Is God watching? Remember this, my friends. The teacher, you know, it's so hard for me to, in difficult situations when I don't think that God is listening or he's not answering me. It's so hard for me. No, it's not. Because I've been through so much, I know better. I know that that sentence in me is not true. And I also remember something I was told so many years ago. Remember this, my friends. The teacher is always quiet during the test. When he's not talking, best you pay attention. The teacher is always quiet during the test. Leadership is not for sissies, my friends. Now, in case you're wondering if there's more to learn, John 21:25. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself would not contain the books that should be written. Jesus did a lot. He did a lot for you. The least we can do is pay it forward. Amen, amen. Chapter 10, Breach of Fiduciary Duty versus Mistake, 2022. John, an excellent presentation today by you. Take it away and let's pray into the day.